You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got a real important topic here to talk about today. It's ALS. Some people may know it as Lou Gehrig's disease. Everybody probably remembers the ice bucket disease. That's what this is. We've got Dr. Michael Benatar. He's a specialist from U Health. We've also got Tarek Maddox here. He supported his uncle during his decline as he fought ALS. Tarek was there at the end. We'll talk to Tarek also about the ALS run. But first, let's talk to Dr. Benatar about what ALS is. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
I really appreciate you being on. I thought ALS was, you know, I knew it as Lou Gehrig's disease growing up. Now you see it as my gosh, it's all over. Even the NFL guys are getting it. Help me out. What is ALS and how does this stuff happen?
Yeah, so it's a great question. ALS is a degenerative disease. So what that means is the disease gets worse over time. It progresses and it's characterized by progressive muscle weakness. It affects the arms, it affects the legs, it affects the talking, the chewing, the swallowing, the breathing muscles. And this is a disease that we don't understand fully why people get it.
Well, I know that my dad passed. He had multiple sclerosis, another one of these wasting diseases. They're making progress there, I believe. What's holding us back with ALS? And I don't mean that by anything other than it's just so terrible.
It is. I mean, this is a devastating disease, and as with other neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's, one of the major things that's holding us back is we don't understand the cause. By and large, we don't understand why people get this disease, and although we are making progress and beginning to understand that, but not knowing the cause of something makes it real difficult to treat.
Well, it sounds to me like this is one of the reasons that research into this disease is so urgent.
That's absolutely right. Not only is it urgent because we need to understand the cause, but this is a disease that is unfortunately uniformly fatal. And so a diagnosis of ALS means that one's life is shortened and very substantially. And so there's a real urgency to move the research forward to develop effective therapies.
Well, you're talking about therapies. Before we can talk about prevention, I guess, what progress is being made? Please at least offer us a step down the road.
Yes, if you had asked me 5 years ago what was the cause of this disease, we would have said that we really don't know. What we now know is that the cause of ALS lies in our genes, at least in a proportion of people with the disease, so probably around 10 or 15% of people. And that really is leading to an approach that's based on gene therapy to try to target and treat this disease.
Well, you talk gene therapy, you talk Pascal Goldschmidt's vision of the future now. So tell us a little bit about what happens at you. Well, first of all, what would somebody's initial symptomatic presentation be?
Yeah, so the symptomatic presentation is usually weakness. So somebody may notice a foot drop, so difficulty lifting up their ankles, sort of catching their foot on a curb or on a carpet. They may notice some weakness or wasting or thinning of the muscles of the hands or dropping things. And sometimes when the weakness affects the talking or the swallowing muscles, people notice that their speech is slurred or that they're coughing and choking when they're eating.
Oh, God.
And those are the usual earlier symptoms.
Yeah, Tarek is nodding. Tarek, what did you see? Hold on a second. Go ahead.
I saw all of the signs and symptoms that the doctor was explaining right now, beginning with weakness, and my uncle was progressively getting weaker, and I just thought that he was getting weaker, and I was getting stronger, and at the tender age of 42, and he just started to degenerate.
Well, doctor, that brings up a point. It seems to me that people get this early in life. This is not something old. This cuts people short at the wick. If somebody's got that drop foot or the slowing or the slurring and they get diagnosed, what's next? I guess they come to you and they go, please. And what do you do?
So I think a few things. Firstly, this is a disease that can affect people of almost any age. It tends not to affect children. This is an adult disease, but can affect people in their 20s, 30s, even 70s or 80s. Most commonly, it affects people in their 50s and 60s. And I think the message is that if one's developed weakness that's not explicable by carpal tunnel syndrome or a pinched nerve in the neck or back, and certainly if that weakness is painless and if that weakness is progressive, you need to see a neurologist, and you need to see a neurologist soon.
Well, doctor, how do people find you? What's a phone number, maybe a website? Let's give them a second, and I'll patter a little while people get some pens and papers. Okay, doctor, how do they find you? Who do they call?
Yeah, so I think a good place to start if you want to find us is if you go to Google and you type in ALS Miami, you'll come to our website, which is als-miami.org. And from there, there's a phone number, there's an email address, and you can reach out to us very easily.
Doctor, I want to say for all the people, God bless you and thank you for at least attempting to address one of the things that scares the living you-know-what out of just about everybody when they hear somebody has this. We all know what that means ever since I saw the I'm the luckiest guy in the earth speech. So I want to thank you so much for what you do for some people that are facing some very difficult circumstances.
And thank you for having me on the show, an opportunity to talk about this disease and to help us bring the support that's needed to patients with the disease. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. We're going to talk with Tarek Maddox now. He's going to be doing an event to support the ALS research and such. So, again, we're trying to do our part here, doctor. Thanks again so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Tarek, tell us in a couple minutes, 1 minute, because I want to say some stuff about the show.
All right. Well, the walk is going to be September 26th. The actual registration starts at 8 a.m. The walk starts at 10 a.m. I want everyone to get up, come out, support Miami for a great cause. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we all learn what ALS is and try to support if you can. And I just want to send a shout out to Derek's Angels. I thank everyone for registering and everyone for all their great support.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to. No. Don't. No. I'm going to thank you for what you did for your uncle. Maybe nobody ever thanked you. He maybe not didn't have the chance, but I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for helping me, and I want to thank you for helping all of the people in the community that you reach out and touch every single day and for building this team and making this event happen. High five to you.
Thank you, Jim.